absolutely delighted to be joined in studio by the wonderful Leila Moroney. Leila's here to tell us all about her journey from fat to fit. It sounds very interesting. Leila, good morning and you're welcome.
Hi Shane, thanks for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
No problem at all. Thank you for putting it into your diary and for being so enthusiastic. So Leila, we had a little chat, but I'm sure you've got loads more information. Tell us your story.
Okay, where do I start? I have struggled with my weight 20 years. Okay, I had my first son when I was 18, and that's when the weight problems would have started. I put on a lot of weight, lost it within the year with Weight Watchers. I tried Slimmer World, Herbal Life, cabbage soup diet, you name it, I've tried it, and had some success over the years, but never really got the hang of it and always put the weight back on. So to fast forward then to last year, which is the bulk of my progress and story, last year I found James Smith Academy online, and he was a personal trainer online, and I joined his academy, and I started in January. And had a health scare in February. Mass was found in my kidneys. There was loads of tests done. I thought I was dying. I was just, oh God. I was going through scanners, pleading with everybody, dead relatives and everything, if I can just be okay, I'm going to get this weight down.
Pray and get the rosary beads out.
Yeah, that's literally what I was doing. Thankfully, I was okay, and it took me till October to follow through on my promise of doing something for myself to lose the weight and get on top of it once and for all. So October came, and there was a 12-week challenge within the academy, and I chatted to my husband Stephen, and I said, look, I'm going to give this a go. Even if I could lose a stone, that's what I went into it thinking. If I could get a stone off, it'll be a little head start, and stone for Christmas would be nice, and we give it a go. And gave it a go, I did. I totally changed my whole life in them 12 weeks. I joined the gym. I actually won my membership to a local gym at the same time. It's like the stars had aligned for me to get me moving and get me fit. So I went to the gym and I started a weights program and resistance-based exercise, and I just started counting calories and a high-protein diet. So I'd really watch my protein intake, as Orla was chatting about earlier. You know, it's all about balance, and while I didn't restrict sugar and I don't restrict anything from my diet, I did really focus on getting more of the good stuff in. You know, protein is always the main focus of my plate now. And that's how I lost the weight. And I shared my journey along the way on Instagram. And what else did I do in that time? I challenged, did a lot of personal challenges. Would have tried Muay Thai boxing. I did Zumba. I walked this little local steps. There's 239 steps up Killiney Hill in South Dublin. And I challenged myself to get up them 8 times up and 8 times down within this 12-week challenge. Bearing in mind the first week I was 18 stone, and okay, I could size 22, pushing into a 24. I could barely manage one or two at that stage. I knew I'd done them before, so I knew I could do them, and I just needed to get it into my head. And by week 8, I did 9 of them. 9 goes up and 9 goes down. And only a few months back, I did them 15 times, and it took me 2 hours, all up steps and down steps. So that'll tell you the fitness that I've developed over the last few.
What empowers you to keep going?
Now, it's so much more now. What started out with getting weight down and, you know, the number on the scales and the size of the clothes. And while that's all great, and while I was very heavy, it is important to get them numbers down and the clothes. It's just a joy to be able to wear different clothes now. But now what motivates me is the feeling of being stronger, have more energy. I always had a zest for life, even when I was big. I'm very much a people person. Always loved a bit of a laugh. I'm always a bit of a messer, but I've an extra sass in me now.
Brilliant.
And yeah,
take me back to your big days.
Okay,
what did it feel like?
Yeah, so at my heaviest in 2015, I was 19 stone.
Okay.
And
that's pretty big, right?
That's big. That is big.
I'll be honest, I'm out straight, okay?
It's big. And I looked like shit.
Okay.
If I can say that.
Okay.
I looked
Did you
awful.
Feel?
I felt miserable.
Okay.
Absolutely. You've no identity. You've not. You have absolutely no identity.
Do you think it's the same all across the board, or was that just you?
Do you know what? There might be people that will come on here and argue the point that you can be happy and you can find happiness and be happy at the heavier weight. But I think if you're rocking them numbers and you're rocking them big sizes, you're feeling pretty miserable. And I'd probably have a debate with anyone who would say otherwise.
Okay.
Yes, you can have happy moments, and of course I had happiness. I have a good family, I have two beautiful sons, I have a beautiful husband, you know, so yes, I had happiness in my life, but I didn't have happiness and confidence within myself.
Okay.
And while I was looking back in the mirror or
so photo. Moving on throughout your journey,
yeah,
it's great, you hop up on the scales, you're down 1, 2, 3 pounds, kilos, whatever it is. Has there been days when it went back up?
I'll be honest, during the 12-week challenge, no. And I went through Christmas week and everything, and every week I dropped weight and inches every single week of that 12 weeks. And I since went on to lose more weight. Now, the apparent thing over the last few months, I've maintained my weight, which for somebody who has battled all her life with going up and down the scales was even huge in itself.
So how do you maintain your weight?
I maintained it this summer by just enjoying life. The summer, the kids were off, you know, your routine's different. So the gym took a little bit of a hit, but I kept going, I kept walking, I keep active, and I really now it's just part of my lifestyle. So I'm not on a diet now. I take each day for what that day is, and if I have a rolling donut, I'll enjoy it. There's no guilt involved. There's no, oh, I get back on the wagon like there would have been the famous Monday. I'm sure all your listeners, you know, many of us have promised next Monday, next January, after Christmas, get Easter
today,
over.
Today, now.
It's now, it's every meal, it's next meal. And that would be my philosophy now. At the moment, I have ulcerative colitis and I've been a flare-up of that.
What is that?
It's an inflammatory bowel disease, so it's very interesting listening to Orla previously. It's an autoimmune disease and inflammatory bowel, and it causes digestion issues, inflammation, diarrhea, all sorts of nasty stuff, and extreme fatigue and joint pain I suffer as well. So the gym has again taken that little bit of a knock, and my strength has gone down a little bit, but I'm not giving up. So progress has stalled at the moment to some degree, but I'm progressing in many other ways, and that's how I see life. Okay. Now
what does it take
to do?
It sounds really easy, but I know it feels really difficult, and I know from listening to friends, colleagues, neighbours and so on, they start out, they lose a couple of pounds, but as soon as it falls off, it'll just skip back on.
I think consistency. I think not, you have a diet, you don't need a magic diet. Okay, the diet you have just isn't working very well for you, which is what I would have been taught within the JSA. You just need to tweak it. So learn to balance your calories, in particular for fat loss. If you're looking at an overall health position, yes, you need to like balance nutrition more, you know, and that's important. And it, but for fat loss, for that initial getting yourself down a few pounds and getting into that outlook of life, you need to balance your calories. That's it. That's it.
So what did you cut out? What's a no-no for you?
I didn't cut out anything.
Okay, you just reduced.
And I just reduced stuff, and I balance it now with moving more, walking lots, lifting weights, and yeah, just eating less of it, and less of that mindless eating that we do, that walking around, that stepping into the press while you're doing something else and grabbing a biscuit. I don't do that as much anymore. You know, they're the things I do sit down for a meal and enjoy it and eat it mindfully. And
do you know what I found really interesting? A mate of mine said to me a couple of weeks ago, do you ever notice the amount of people who are walking around Aldi, Lidl, Dunnes, Tesco's, and they're pushing the shopping trolley, they're on the phone, they're eating, and they're filling up the trolley? And I was like, no. I was in Lidl last week and I was walking around and it's every second person.
Yeah.
That, but like, you're just consuming what's in front of you because you're in the supermarket and you're hungry. Never go shopping on an empty belly or a hungry tummy.
Yeah.
Because you're going to buy everything that you don't need.
And then go home and ring a takeaway. That used to be it. I'm too tired after the shopping. I have to have a takeaway now. But no. Yeah.
Okay. What has been your main turning point?
I think winning the trip, I didn't touch on the fact that I actually won that 12-week challenge. It's a worldwide online competition, and little old Irish mammy only went and won the thing and went to Fiji. And for me to do that, I think that was like making a promise to myself and all the other people who entered that competition that I ain't going back this time. I've worked too hard for it. I've come too far. And I had some wonderful experiences over there.
Do you think, and I'm sure this is like the number one question for every competition, do you think the person who picked the winner saw something in you that you really wanted it and you were going to do it, or was it just...
Do you know what? I didn't set out to win that competition. All okay. I really wanted was to lose the weight. That okay. was what that initially started out with. Of course, as it went on, in particular, my Irish friends from within the group are, Leila, you're going to get this. I think you're going to win it. And of course, you start to entertain the idea. But even still, I was like, you know.
No, okay.
Low me. But what I'm sure he did notice was my determination in my own goals.
Okay.
And in hitting them. And I hit every one of them goals that I listed at the start.
What does that take to continuously hit your goals?
It takes daily habits. It takes changing your habits and making good habits in your life. It takes finding happiness every day. It takes taking the good with the bad. I also think weight loss and fat loss is so much more than the scales now. So if you fill your life with other things, if you read good books, if you listen to good books on Audible, if you find, especially in this world of online, follow people that inspire you. Don't follow people that drain you.
Okay.
Follow people that can teach you something. Be okay. open to learning.
You know, I think everybody has this little tiny issue with their body, whether they're too big or too small. Like, I've got really long arms, right? So everybody has something, okay? So you can use them or not. To someone listening that's just sick of their weight size or they're not happy with their body, what would you say to them?
I would say, first of all, stop hating yourself.
Okay.
Because I think the self-pity and the self-disgust doesn't get us anywhere. It sends us further backwards.
Okay.
So start now. Start with your next meal.
But I notice people listening saying, I'm sick of looking at my big belly.
Yeah.
I'm sick of these big legs. I'm sick of these arms. I'm sick of these bingo wings. And by you saying that, it's so much easier said than done.
Yeah, look, it does take hard work and it takes commitment. And I, for the record, the two things you mentioned there, belly and bingo wings, have not went for me yet. And no matter what I do, because you cannot spot reduce where fat comes off.
Okay.
So you have to have patience. You have to have consistency. You have to fit it around your life and your lifestyle. And I would say don't cut out anything at the start, but have stuff in moderation and you're more likely to stick to it. And as you see results then you might look at, okay, I'm losing the bit of weight, I'm managing my diet, what else can I do? Can I add healthier foods now?
And so it seems really simple.
Baby steps.
So, okay, so if we combine some of Orla's tips and some of your tips, okay? So if you're going to have a heavy meal, bearing in mind that's going to take up to 4 hours digestion, okay? So if you maybe had that a little bit smaller, a little bit earlier, and then also your water consumption. And if you're not going to have this big long walk while you're eating this big heavy meal or a takeaway, whatever. So it's just all little changes that are going to help you along the way.
It's small changes done every day. And, you know, and no guilt when you slip off, because life does happen and you will have times where you'll slip or you'll eat higher calories or you won't get to the gym or you won't get for your walk. And that's OK. You know, that's fine. Some days you just need the rest, or some days you need that stress day of having them comfort foods that you may not have been eating or have cut down.
OK, so like by saying things, you got to just, you know, focus on what you're eating. You know, reduce the intake, and of course, movement is medicine.
Movement and having fun. Have a bit of crack with it. Meet people on similar journeys. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there and meet new people. That, to me, has been the biggest thing this year. The amount of lovely people, including you guys here today, that I have met in this journey has made it all the more fun. And life has to be fun.
So, let's face it, what was kind of your, you know, sorrow and kind of sadness. It's now your joy and your happiness. So it's all about how you see it.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, for anybody wanting to get in touch for a little bit of support or a little bit of advice, so how can they grab you?
I'm actually now a qualified personal trainer as well, because of my own journey I've went on to do that this year. So my Instagram handle is Layla_beyondthescales.
Okay.
And I share all my own journey there, and you could contact me there. But I'm also hosting an afternoon tea.
Brilliant.
For Marie Keaton Foundation next Saturday in Dunleary, where I'll be speaking in detail about my journey. We have lots of trainers and wonderful inspiring speakers from fashion to fitness and afternoon tea. So think about coming along, pop onto my page.
What time is it at?
It's 1 to 5 next Saturday.
Next Saturday. And how can we get tickets?
You can contact me through Instagram or Facebook, Beyond the Scales as well, or Layla Moroni is fine. And you can contact me there at €35, but all profits to Marie Keaton.
Brilliant. So Layla, thank you so much. You're an inspiration, an amazing story, you know, from someone that's turned their whole life inside out, from sorrow and sadness to joy and happiness. You should be really proud of yourself. So look, thank you for coming in this morning. It was a pleasure. Wishing you all the best and good luck with your event happening this Saturday in Dunleary, an afternoon tea from Marie Keating Foundation. So well done, have a lovely weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.